Hey mamas, this is Playfully Faithful Parenting, and I'm your host, Joy Wendling. I'm a seminary grad and children's and family minister turned stay-at-home mom to my 5 girls. Spiritual parenting is my calling, and it's my passion to help other mamas disciple their kids using the power of play and their own authentic daily walk with Christ. If you're a mama who wants to introduce your kids to Jesus and watch as the Holy Spirit transforms their lives, this is the place for you. I'm so glad you're here. So let's dive in and see how we can partner with God today. Hey, mamas, and welcome to Playfully Faithful Parenting. I'm Joy, and I'm so excited to have you here today. Today, I want to talk about something which this time of year can get a little controversial. And so that's part of why I've never written about it on my blog. But I think it's important to talk about. It's Halloween. So I think that if you have convictions, strong convictions about Halloween, that is your number one thing to listen to. But I think that there is so much freedom in the spirit and in our faith that really, please do not judge others based on their Halloween choices. I think it happens a lot. I have felt from usually very loving people, I have felt judged by them because my family chooses to celebrate Halloween. My girls love the spooky things and we love driving around looking at spooky houses. And we try to stay away from scary and kind of keep it fun and lighter and say spooky. And so we don't do the big scary, you know, parts, but we do the fun and the silly parts of Halloween. We do the costumes and the trick-or-treating, and my girls love it. And we listen to Monster Mash and Purple People Eater and all the kind of old fun songs. Love Potion is one that comes up on a lot of Halloween playlists, and there's a Kids Bop Halloween, and we listen to Kaboomer's Halloween, which, you know, 5 little ghosts, and so they're practicing counting while they're playing, and all these fun things. And I have absolutely no conviction in that at all. I think it is just a fun way for us to be neighborly, to get to know our community, to be a part of our community, to celebrate and enjoy life with our friends and my kids' friends and their classrooms. And so for us, we have no convictions whatsoever. And I understand that other people do. And please follow those convictions. If you don't feel like Halloween is right for your family, then that is a fair and valid choice. But please lovingly embrace and allow those people in your life who do celebrate Halloween and the fun part of it, allow them to do that without your judgment. Like I said, I just from reading people's Facebook posts and whatnot in a lot of Christian Facebook groups, it's people can become very harsh and divided, and your convictions are your convictions when it comes to Halloween. Halloween is not in the Bible. Trick-or-treating is not in the Bible. Yes, I recognize that there may be some historical elements of evil and demons and whatnot from Halloween, but that's not what I'm celebrating. That's not what my kids are celebrating. That's not what we are recognizing. We are simply celebrating fun and an opportunity for communities to make each other smile and to love each other. And the way you know, people decorate, I think they do that to bring joy and to bring life and to bring smiles to other people. And some people, yes, enjoy the scary. And there are some decorations that are scary. And that's okay because that's their choice. And there are some things in our faith that I think we are required when we have strong convictions about to stand up and to share those convictions with others. Honestly, I don't think Halloween was one of them. I listened to the Bible Recap podcast and I love where she says, don't shout where the Bible whispers and don't whisper where the Bible shouts. The Bible doesn't say anything about Halloween, about trick-or-treating, about getting your kids in costumes. So why are we shouting when the Bible doesn't say, don't dress your kids in costumes and go ask neighbors for candy? Don't decorate pumpkins. I mean, so allow it to be a playful holiday. And there are so many ways that people have included Christ into this holiday. And I love that. We have a little board book called Let Jesus's Light Shine on Halloween, I think is what it's called. There's the pumpkin parable. There's so many great ways to love Jesus through Halloween. And to me, my biggest thing is that God is a God of redemption. He takes the gross, broken, sinful things of the world and he brings light into those dark places. Why can't we allow God to do the same thing with Halloween? And so for me and for my family, that is the direction that we have gone, is we embrace the fun part and we don't worship Satan or any of those things that I know happen, but those things happen every day. And my kids putting on a costume and eating candy is not encouraging or discouraging the people who want to follow Satan. And my kid not putting on a costume and not eating their candy that they get from neighbors or not getting candy from neighbors is not going to discourage or encourage those people. They are making their choices, and there are ways that we can lovingly, if you know those people, that is part of a culture in your community, you can lovingly through relationships point them maybe in a different direction. But trick-or-treating, I don't think, is going to be what stops people or encourages people from following Satan. I don't know. And I'm not meaning to rant. I just want us to not limit God. And I feel like when we, for my family, if I were to tell my kids, you can't trick or treat because other people are doing bad things, like there would be a lot of things that I would say, oh, we can't celebrate birthdays because some people go and make bad choices on their birthdays. And so us celebrating a birthday could be encouraging them to go celebrate their birthdays. And then they might make poor choices. And I don't want to cut off abundance out of fear. And I don't want to make my kids feel like they can't enjoy non-Christian things and that God is only sovereign over certain parts of the world. God is sovereign over all of it. God is in control. He has the power. And so I think sometimes we try to, out of fear of being too worldly, we don't allow God the power in the world that he really already has. Yeah, so that's just, I know that's a little bit of a different episode. And again, if you have convictions or live in an area where there is a big satanic presence or it, you know, then yes, make those choices, do something different. I just don't want you to, one, judge others who are choosing to love Jesus and trick-or-treat, or two, not trick-or-treat just out of fear or this belief that it's unchristian to trick-or-treat or to celebrate Halloween. Jesus did so many things that broke the rules of the Pharisees, but not God's rules. So the Jews and the Hebrews back the Israelites back in the Old Testament, they're all the same group of people, all those names. They were so afraid to break God's rules at times that they kept making their rules stricter and stricter and stricter. And they got into this, you know, like God's rules were this big circle, but they didn't want to get anywhere close to the line. So they kept making harder rules to follow, and they would get farther and farther away from God's law, where there was so much more grace and love and life in God's law. But they knew what happened when they broke God's law, and they didn't want to get closer to it. So they, you know, just put themselves in this tiny little box. And I feel like sometimes with secular holidays, we can do the same thing, is that we're so afraid of breaking God's laws that we put all these other restrictions on so that we can't get anywhere close to God's law. And then we're just living in this tiny little bubble and not enjoying all this freedom and grace and life that God has for us. And that is not a life I want for my kids. I want my kids to know that God is in all of it, and that He gives us grace, and He gives us freedom, and He gives us room to enjoy the world. And so that's why I celebrate Halloween, is because God can redeem things. It may have a broken history, but so do I. So do you. So did God's people. Broken history. Broken and broken again and again. And He keeps redeeming. And I think if we allowed Him to use us in our communities at Halloween, there could be some redemption, some love, some mending, getting us a little step closer to His kingdom. I think it's such an opportunity. And so I love when churches do, Halloween parties or trunk or treats or harvest festivals, and invite the community and do it in a way that shows that they, you know, we love the kids of the community, and the church is saying, we want to meet you and we want to provide a place for you to have fun and for your kids to feel loved, and that church is a fun, safe place. And so, whether you call it Halloween or a harvest party, I think the goal and the hope of loving your community on October 31st is the same. And that's okay if you don't want to call it Halloween. But I just think there is so much potential for loving our neighbor on Halloween, and for fun and joy and an abundance of chocolate and sugar, and but also just an abundance of life. And just God wants us to enjoy the world that He created for us. And that's the relationships. And how many other days of the year do you get to go knock on strangers' doors and just say hi and bring a smile to their face with your cute kids, right? I mean, if you were to do that on June 3rd, the Gilmore Girls reference, just, I don't know why I was thinking of a random date and June 3rd came because of Gilmore Girls. Anyhow, if you were to show up on someone's door with your kids in costumes on June 3rd and just say, knock, knock, hi, they would think you were crazy. But if you do it on the 31st, like, you bring joy to people with your cute kids. And I love bringing a smile to other people's faces with my kids. It makes me proud to be their mom. And I just see so many ways that God redeems Halloween. It makes me sad when people don't enjoy it. And I know it's not Christmas, but even Christmas has lost its faith meaning to a lot of the world. And so I feel like we're fighting just as much on the Christian holidays that other people celebrate as we could be on Halloween. You know, we don't need to fight against it. Fight through it. Shine Jesus's light on Halloween. And yeah, I don't know. So I've just been bothered the last few weeks by the judgment that I've felt. Like, yes, follow your convictions, but trust other Christians to listen to the Holy Spirit well in their lives, and trust God to be God over Halloween. He is God on October 31st, the same way He is God on all the other days of the year. And I am so thankful and so grateful for that. So that's what I wanted to share. If you don't do Halloween, again, I'm so proud of you for following your family's convictions and for listening to the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to check out Reformation Day. And in my last week, I had a bonus episode about some resources on learning more about the Reformation. But check out Reformation Day. And maybe you would want to include that in your family traditions. But don't count out Halloween just because it has a broken past. We would lose a lot of people, all of us, really, if we counted out things with a broken or sinful history. Because, I mean, that's what God does, is He redeems. And so let's allow God to redeem Halloween through us, mamas, and through play, and through our kids, and just enjoying every day that He's created for us, including October 31st. So if that was a little rant, I'm sorry, it wasn't meant to be. That's what's been on my heart. And so I wanted to share that with you mamas. And I love you. And no matter what Halloween choices you make, I pray that you would just let God be seen that day through you, your parenting, your kids, your play. And on behalf of God, thank you for loving and playing with His kids. Have a great day, moms. Well, mamas, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me on Playfully Faithful Parenting. I'd love to keep the conversation going over on the socials. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you felt encouraged or equipped by today's show, do me a favor and leave a review. I can't wait to hear your story. Till next week, keep playing and pointing those littles to Christ.